But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is the third and final part to our spiritual warfare teaching on the armor of God. In this final section here, I'm going to actually go over how you put on the armor of God. So it is putting on the armor of God. If you missed the other two parts, part one and part two, I believe it's called Spiritual Warfare, Next Step, the Armor of God. And then there's part two to the armor of God. And then this is part three. You really need to go back and listen to those before you proceed with this one here so that you have a full understanding of the different parts of the armor. In this particular section, I'm going to pray on the armor of God, and I'm going to show it to you in two ways, because one way is very, very simple. And then there's a second way, which is it adds a little bit more scripture to it. Okay, so before I start here, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have taught us so much through your word. We thank you that this is your armor that we're talking about. It's not our own. And so we have full confidence in its power and ability to protect. We thank you that you have given us this wonderful tool to use against the devices of the enemy. And we just look forward to all that fruit and things that we will see in our life as a result of our using your armor that you have given to us. We pray that today you open the eyes of our hearts to understand everything that is going forth that will be taught here, and that we will be able to use this tool each and every day of our life. We thank you for giving it to us, Lord. Bless this time now with the presence of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so now I'm going to read for you the scripture that we're going to use for this. It is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. This is the NIV version. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." So that basically is the reading of the scripture that we're going to be using for the armor of God. I also want to show you this image that will clearly just outline the different pieces of the armor. Again, we've already gone over all of this. And to just give you an overview of what it looks like. And then I'm going to now show you some other scriptures that talks about Christ himself that directly correlates to each piece of the armor. Okay, so now we're going to start with the first piece of armor going from the head. It's the helmet of salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heaven that has been given among men, among people, by which we must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation. So we see that the only name by which you can be saved is Jesus Christ. Therefore, Christ Himself is our salvation. Christ Himself is our salvation. Christ Himself is the helmet of salvation. Okay, so now we go to the next piece of armor, which is the breastplate of righteousness. And it says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 16, "In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. And this is the name by which she will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." So, who's the righteousness? Jesus is the righteousness. Jesus, therefore, is the breastplate of righteousness. And now we're on to the next piece of armor, which is the belt of truth. It says in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Therefore, Jesus is saying that he is the truth. So, the belt of truth then is Jesus himself. So, Jesus is the belt of truth. And now we're on to the next piece of the armor of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And for that, I'm going to use John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, and then verse 14. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that had been made, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind." Then verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh, and basically He dwelt among us." So we see that Jesus then is the Word of God that became flesh and came to live on earth. So Jesus is the Word. Therefore, Jesus is the sword of the Spirit. And isn't it cool that Isaiah 55:11 says that when the Word goes forth, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish everything it was sent to do. Jesus was sent into the earth as the Word. And wouldn't you say that He has accomplished everything He was sent forth to do? Most definitely. So we see a manifestation of Isaiah 55:11 in Jesus Christ, in that He came to bring man unto Himself and to bring salvation to those who would believe. So Jesus is the manifested Word, who is the sword of the Spirit. So Jesus is the sword of the Spirit. Okay, and so now we are on to the next piece of armor, which is the shield of faith. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So we see that Jesus is the author. He wrote faith, and He finishes faith. So who's the shield of faith? It's Jesus. Jesus is your shield of faith, because He wrote it and He finishes it. You are picking up on the pattern of what's going on here, because we are on to the final piece, which is the shoes of peace, the boots of peace. And it's from Ephesians. I'm going to use Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, which says, "For He Himself is our peace." Who's the peace? Who is the boots of peace, your shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace? That is Jesus Himself. Why am I telling you all of this and making all of this correlation for you? Because what I want you to know is this. Here's a huge revelation for you. When you put on the armor of God, in essence, what you're doing is putting on Christ Himself. You are putting on Jesus. Do you understand why this will never fail against any powers and principalities in the heavenly realms, no matter whatever hierarchy they come from? Because you're basically showing up as Jesus himself. Imagine Jesus standing there. You're going to step into him and face whatever you're facing. When you turn around, it's no longer you that's turning around, but it's you inside Jesus. And didn't he say, I and the Father are one. I am in him, he's in me, you are in me. We are all in Christ. So when we put on the armor, we are putting on Christ. We are becoming aware that we are one with him. Therefore, nothing, no weapons that are ever formed against us shall prosper when we are wearing the armor of God. I want you to get how powerful this is. It is super powerful. Okay, I just needed to go through this whole explanation for you so that you would really understand what this means. So now when we pray it, you can get a picture in your head of putting on Christ. Okay, so now I'm going to get into the very simple prayer for the armor of God. I'm using Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 17. This is the short, easy, fast version. Look how quick this is going to happen in seconds. Okay, so you're ready to put on the armor of God now. So you say, Father God, I come before you and I put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, I will be able to stand my ground, and after I've done everything, I will stand. I will stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around my waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. And I will also take up the shield of faith, and I will extinguish the flaming arrows of the enemy, the evil one, with it. I put on the helmet of salvation, and I pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. You're just praying it on straight as it's there, and you're personalizing it to yourself. Okay, you're using yourself. So this is a simple version, and this way, you know, you have no excuse to be able to put this on every day before you go to work, or put it on at night. It's really simple. And then next prayer I'm going to get into is one that is more targeted. Okay, so now we're going to go into a more advanced prayer of putting on the armor of God. And when I say advanced, what I mean is that this one is going to be more targeted to whatever issue or problem you might be having. So let's say it could be a health crisis. It could be your marriage that's in problems. You could be having problems with your children, your next door neighbor. Let's say you're having financial difficulty in getting a job, in starting a business, whatever it may be. What you do is, I'd said this in the last classes, you need to go online and find all the scriptures related to what you're looking for, and you're going to put them together. And when you get to the end of putting on the armor of God and you say the sword of the Spirit, you then read out the scripture or call it out and personalize it again to yourself. And so this is how you're going to target it to whatever your issue may be. So I'm going to pray on the armor of God now, and we're going to pretend or think that this has to do with your finances, okay? You're going through some struggle. You might not be able to find a job, or your business isn't growing. And so here are some scriptures that I found that are related to that. And then I'm going to show you how I pray it into the armor of God at the part with the sword of the Spirit. And then after, you know, I'll put it up on the screen so you'll see the scriptures that I used when I'm praying. Okay, so I say, Dear Heavenly Father, I put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, I will be able to stand my ground. And after I've done everything to stand, I will stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around my waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with my feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. I will also take up the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I will put on the helmet of salvation, and I will take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which shall not return void. And so, Lord, I come before you regarding my finances. And you've said that the wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. So I pray you will give me the wisdom so that I will grow in wealth and in luxury, and I will not be a fool. You've also said that good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. So I say, Lord, bring me into the revelation knowledge that I need to leave an inheritance for my grandchildren and make me inherit some of the wealth that is there for the sinners. You said good planning and hard work leads to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So I say, Lord, show me how to plan properly and put within me a spirit to work with diligence and hard so I can be a prosperous person. You say wisdom and money can get you anything, almost anything, but only wisdom can save your life. So I ask you, Lord, to give me wisdom to know where to go to look for a job, wisdom to know how to start my business, wisdom to know how to manage my money. You said it's the Lord, your God, will bless you as he has promised. You will lend to many money to many nations, but you will never borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. So I thank you, Lord, that you are going to make me the lender, that you will bring in the finances that I need to lend and not have to borrow from anyone. I don't want to borrow from anyone, Lord, because your word says I shouldn't be that. And your word also says that you, your same God, will take care of me and you'll supply all of my needs according to your glorious riches, which you have given to me in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that all of my needs will be met and that there will be no lack whatsoever in my household. And you've said, remember the Lord your God, because he is the one who gives you the power to become successful in order to fulfill the covenant that you have made to my ancestors as an oath. So I thank you, God, that you are going to give me the power to become successful because of the covenant you have made with my family and with your children. And so, Lord, I lift these scriptures to you, Lord, and I say, let it be done, because your word does not return void. In Jesus' name, amen. And there you have it. But of course, this requires some level of research on your part to go and find the scriptures that you want to use as your sword in the end. So this one takes a little bit longer, but I believe that once you start doing your research and you're getting it together, it will work beautifully. So I pray that this blessed you, that you got something out of this, that you're able to use this tool. It is a mighty and powerful tool in your everyday life. And just thank you so much for joining, for hearing, for using it. I mean, I'm so blessed even just teaching it, because hearing it all over again just makes me incredibly excited and just makes me realize what an amazing God we have, right? He has not just left us out there, but we have all the tools and the resources available to us. And so, Father God, I just want to give you honor and praise and glory for this teaching, for your word, for everything, for Christ Jesus, for the armor who is Christ himself. And Lord, give us diligence in our spirit to put it on every day, to look up those scriptures and to speak those words and to see the fruit and the manifestation in our lives, Lord. I just thank you for just loving us, that you would do this for us, Lord. You're a good God, a faithful God. You are faithful to your word. You said you watch over your word to perform it. So I know everything that was prayed here, you will perform. And I just thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, remember now, check in the description box for the links to get to the website, to get to the study guide, to get all these scriptures. And I will see you at the next class. Bye.